Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. December the 9th, until the end.
Well, this week Derek urges us to lay aside sin and run the race set before us. Today he explains how faith without endurance is dead. One of the consistent themes of Hebrews is the danger of going back on your profession of faith in Christ. There are five distinct passages in Hebrews that warn us of the danger of going back. These are some of the most solemn words in Scripture. Therefore, one of the key words that Hebrews emphasizes is the word that we're looking at, endurance.
Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Faith and endurance. Some people will tell you that faith is all you need to claim God's promise. But that's not true. You need faith and endurance. It takes both. As the author of Hebrews continues, therefore, don't cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you will have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. The word confidence means that you have freedom of speech. You can talk boldly about Jesus and about what he's done for you and what he will do for you. You've done the will of God, but you've not yet received the promises. What do you need? Endurance. You need to hold out from the point where you did God's will and claimed the promise to the point where you actually receive the promise. Some people do the will of God and claim the promise, but they don't hold out. Then they say that it didn't work. But it won't work without endurance. You need faith and endurance. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for helping me to press on. I proclaim that I endure to the end by faith, holding out to do God's will and claiming the promises. I shall run the race with endurance. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.